Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
I said I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah!
And I bangs out the witch and McCauley. We got the Remy and Coke with the basic fillies. College A for the ladies and the L for the illies. Pull a little nigga on the curve for the R.I.P.s and the brother smoking nerve. Cause
do that shit, do that.
I said I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I bangs out the witch and McCauley. We got the Remy and Coke with the basic fillies. Alice J for the ladies and the ill for the illies. Pull a little nigga on the curb for the R.I.P.s and the brother smoking nerves. Come on.
Do that shit, do that.
Hey, look, we gon' drink all the brown and all the white.
Red Alize, go to the bar, say do what to do. Hey. Thursday night edition. Y'all on the corner with Lady T, always keeping it Lady Fresh, and your man, DMV Kill. What's up? You know, Lady T, I'm so glad it's football season. I'm so glad it's football season because when you have one of them days, them afternoons or them periods, you know what I mean? It is so good to know you're going to have some good football to watch. And the thing about it, I don't care who the teams have been here lately.
Right.
But
right.
Primetime football has been primetime football, you know?
Yeah.
And I am so looking forward. I know the team's playing tonight, you know. Help me out, T. I know it's the Jaguars.
Texans and Panthers.
Well, I said Jaguars, boy. I'd be so lost without you. Texas and Panthers play tonight, and you know, even though this is normally two teams that I'd be like, oh, whatever, you know,
right.
I just got a feeling it's going to be a great game. It's going to be one before it's all over with that I was saying, damn, I'm glad I watched it, you know? So
yeah.
with that said, let me take a deep breath. And Woosah, you know, Woosah, no, DMV Kale, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
On this episode, y'all, we'll discuss week three of the NFL season coming to the weekend near you. We're going to discuss tonight's game. Lady T will present Lady T's week three pick. We're going to talk about Lane Kiffin and the fact that he's followed Eli and Peyton's nephew, Arch Manning. You know, I want to go into that. I want to kind of, you know, talk about that. We're going to talk about, forgive me if I say his name wrong, Garrison Rozaias is out as the Minnesota Timberwolves president of basketball operations. And now this is a personal story for me, okay? Because this one here, I'm really vexed on. Stephen A. Smith talks down on Matt Kellerman and his release from ESPN.
That was dirty.
It was dirty, you know, and I normally take Stephen A. Smith's side with things, but some little droplets have come out that make me say, come on, Stephen A., you better than this, bro. You better than this. I'm telling you, I realize that I'm the type that's always going off the benefit of doubt and giving folks the benefit of doubt. You know, I realize everybody can or does at one time or another has a bad day. You know what I mean? And you can't really judge people off of that bad day. But when it's continuous like this is with Stephen A., we can really contribute or attribute this to his natural personality, who he is, you know. So we're going to get into all that, y'all. We're going to get into all that. Thank everybody who's chiming in already. We're going to get to you guys. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Lady T.
What's happening?
Lady, you got that seatbelt on, girl?
I got it on.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Ready.
That's what's up. We're safe tonight.
It's magic.
Right back.
Huh? JC and Lenny Kravitz. And it's a Heavy D production, you bastard. Come on. Hey, yo, stop playing, man. This is real serious. Huh? Rock, yeah. Yo, yo, let's go.
Pose to Tano. Hold hanging with Bono. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo. And you too can cool out poolside after Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cool that way, but even a broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could have turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, two times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun.
All right, I'm ready to get into it. I'm ready to get into it. But y'all know I love that song. You know, that's every now and then hey Meemaw, you know what? Excuse me, y'all, Meemaw text me. Meemaw, I need you to text her and tell her to just send them to me and I'll give them to Tree. That's Reese. Reese's pick. She at work today, so she wants to play.
Gotcha. But you know what, Kale? Let me just say this, Kale. For the people that's texting in, their answers. If you already know that's what's going to happen, and you need to text in your answers, already have them wrote down. So that way it won't slow the show up. That's all.
Right. Write your answers down. So in essence, go look at just type in your phone under the Google Week 3 NFL schedule, and it'll give you each team, all the teams that are playing, and you can just write out like Free said, write it out. Your teams that you're picking, and then that way, as the show, when we get to that point, you're ready to go. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Am I handling that right, Dave? All right.
Absolutely.
You know what? I want to jump into Stephen A. first, man. I really do.
I know that's right.
I really do. Because, you know, always been a supporter of Stephen A. You know, I've always been one to say, you know, he has to act that way, or he has to be that way to you know, get his point across, you know, so that he'll be respected. And, you know, Skip Bayless, when he was on with Skip, I would always say Skip tries to monopolize the conversation, so Stephen A. has to be boisterous. He has to be loud and you know, a courier tone that most of us, let's keep it real, consider it aggravating. Because there was a time where his voice would really bother me, and not so much his voice, but how he used his voice would bother me at times. But this year, the way that this man is putting down Max Kellerman, you know, we all know Max from HBO Boxing and, you know, other sport-type shows and all that he provides, the content that he brings. And to me, it's safe to say we had a respect for Max Kellerman, you know. And to hear some of the things that Stephen A. is coming out his mouth with against Max, words like unprofessional, like hard to work with, like he wants to do his own thing, even though this is my show, you know, and the funny part about it to me, Stephen A., these were the same words used by Skip Bayless to describe you. You've taken a page out of Skip Bayless's book. Now, as much as you try to stay professional with Skip and it's nothing personal with Skip, I can't help but to believe that your so-called dislike was really envy, because you have turned around and become Skip Bayless on First Take. Now I give you your props, because it's hard to realize who Stephen A. is following behind or has his man crush on, unlike Skip and Shannon Sharp. You know, it's hard to say, oh, Skip like this, I mean, Stephen A. like this person or that person, because he keeps his personal feelings to himself. And I applaud him for that. But he's also quick. If you don't agree with his point or what he's saying, he's quick to shoot you down, to call you outside of your name, and basically embarrass you as a co-host to his show. I mean, am I the only one that's seen his preach? What do you have to say about this?
Well, you know, I've been told you that Stephen A. is disrespectful to people, period. It don't matter that it's his co-host. It don't matter. As long as he's about the numbers. Stephen A. is about the numbers and the numbers only. He's only about making money. Whatever sells, that's what he's going to do. If it means he's going to act the fool, then he's going to act the fool. But this is not the first time that he downed Max on live TV. He did an interview maybe like 3 years ago. He did an interview, And they asked him about Max Keller. He said Max Keller wasn't professional. He that he don't think he fit in, and you know, he just used all the all these crazy adjectives, right? And so now his Max's contract is coming to fruition, and they already signed him again. So the network asked Steve, "What do you think? What do you recommend?" Like they always do, and he always says, "I don't like him." You know what I mean? Like, I don't want him here. I don't like him, period. So this is not the first time he's come out, like, on national TV and said something. He did multiple interviews saying that he don't want this man there. And especially after T.O. came out and said that Max was blacker than him. He really wanted him off the show. He really had it in for him. Like, that was the N-O-B-O, you know what I mean? When T.O., right. him and T.O. was going at it, and Max jumped in, and T.O. said, well, look, Max blacker than you. And then he was lived it. So I'm just saying, Stephen A. is not for us. Stephen A. is, I'm going to say it one more time, and I don't care. Stephen A. is not for us. He's for the other team, meaning he's for the other color team. Even though Max is that color, but Max is with us.
Okay. Okay. That's a slippery slope. So we we're gonna bring
that's
Lou
why I said
and
it
Lou.
Like that. Hey Lou.
Hey Lou.
Good evening.
What say you, Lou? Does Miss Lady T have a point? You know, do I have a point?
Well, what did you expect from Steve Ray Smith anyway? He's an idiot.
Boom.
Yeah, true that. True that. You know, very good. Very well spoken. That is the absolute truth.
I don't know how Tarman puts up with him.
Right. I don't know how his wife put up with him.
You know, I mean,
he's
when,
married?
When I get a chance to watch First Take, I see these two go, you know, go at each other, and Molly is just like, I mean, I feel kind of bad for her.
Yeah.
Because Stephen A. Smith, you know, once he gets started, he never shuts up.
You ain't lying.
Do that.
And again, since
you're
saying the same thing about
that.
Me.
Nah, Lou, nah, I wouldn't put you in that category. I wouldn't put you in that
if
one.
If you heard
my
show,
that's
you wouldn't.
Well, you know, as a guy that has a show, I understand how it goes sometimes. Let's bring Ted in. Ted, what's happening, brother? Come off mute, Ted.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening,
Ted.
Everyone. How y'all doing? Hey, what's happening? Good evening.
What's going on?
Not
how
much,
you feel about Stephen A. Smith? What do you feel about Stephen A. Smith talking about Max Kellerman after he's been let go?
What I think about Stephen A. Smith talking about Max Kellerman?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised about what people do nowadays, you know, because people can say some things, you know, at the heat of the moment. People can say things because they get excited, you know. So, you know, I'm not really really tripping on. I'm not going to even really express as far as that because I done had a few words have been said to me, and I don't know how to take it, whether it's out of excitement or what. But you know, people just need to be careful on what they say. But anyway, as far I was like Kel, as far as Stephen A. I hear Stephen A. He used to just irk me. I used to say something, man. He's just obnoxious. You know what I mean? But I gotta look at it. I'm obnoxious. You know what I mean? So people got their opinion on other people. I said so. People might think, you know, some things I do or whatever, or how I laugh, even how I talk, might be that type of way. So I just said be careful what you say about other people, you know. So I just tend to say, hey, I'm not going to, you know, down this man. This man's doing what he's doing, you know, this and that and blah, blah, Skippy. That's fine. As far as him being for the white folks or whatever other skin, I don't know, you know. I don't know him really personally like that, but you know, like I say, he used to get to me, but now I accept the man who he is. He is who he is. He making that bread. That's cool. That's great. But what I think, I'm waiting for him to get myself in shape so I can bust his butt out in basketball because he keeps swearing he can play, but I think I can get him at 56.
Oh, man. Let's go to my man, Shane. What's up, Shane?
What's up, Shane?
Calling the fam. How y'all doing today, Miss T?
What's going on, Shane? What's happening, Shane?
Man, I don't really care too much for Stephen A. Man, you know he with that get along game, so it don't surprise me when anytime anybody say something about him or he says something, it don't surprise me that he said it, man, because that's just who he is. He just showed this color
or non color.
Yeah.
Right.
Do that. Let's go to 57.
57.
What's up,
I'm your Uncle Burr.
Hey, Uncle Burr.
What's up? Look, I don't know. What did Stephen A. Smith say?
Well, what did I miss, Ben? Okay. Go ahead, Trey.
Go ahead, Kim. Oh, well, he's been
okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Go ahead, girl.
My bad. Go ahead, Kim.
He's been talking bad about Max Kellerman. Ever since Max got fired from ESPN, and we all know Stephen A. played a part in it. Like Tree said, they came to him and asked him, you know, before they presented the contract to Max. So we all know that Stephen A. was holding that man's fate in his own hands, and he gave the thumbs down, you know.
Let me say this. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me say this. He also said, like, they asked him point blank, "Do you want him back?" He said, "No. He'll fall on his feet somewhere else. He's just that talented." Like, no, we don't want him over here, but you could take him over there because he's probably good enough to be over there.
Yeah. Might as well say, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
That's what you might as well have said. Him and Max Kellerman have been going at it for years. Really on both of them.
5 years left.
Who?
5 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I think Stephen A. Smith solidified his power in more than just one way. You know, I know Rachel Nichols made her own mistake, and she's gone.
Yeah.
But once, I mean, you look at all the people that they let go on ESPN in the last year, I just feel like he had more to do with not just Max Kellerman, but a few other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Stephen A. Smith is a dog, man. It's far, I don't mean, I ain't calling him a dog, but I'm just saying, He's a hard guy. Yeah.
He got the big head. You know, you get a little power, man. You know, as his hairline recedes, the bigger his head gets. You know, so
he just got the big head. You know, like you said, look. Don't underestimate his power, though. ESPN. I did not.
He got a little power. He got the big head. I totally agree with you. He got good influence. That's why he's in the position where he's at. That's why he's able to speak upon them people and get them going, and he's moving himself more up and up. Trust that. I know this what power he solidified and what connections he has. I've been listening to him, and I read between lines. Trust, I know that. You know what I mean? He be splatting out who he got. I got. If they don't give me no box seats, you know what I mean? I just ain't going. I just ain't going. You know. That's how I roll. You know. So trust.
That's
I know
good.
What his brother working with. You know. But
yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Lou. Like I said, he used to get me obnoxious. Man, I hear him. I be just turning around. I'm like, kill, man, dude. This dude with his and he think he a ball. He from New York. He think he this and that. I kill him. But like you say, I can't hate on another man for what he is success. But then also when you tear down other people because of your success, that's when I have a problem with that. You know, because
right.
This man also got to make a living.
Years, but I'm talking about when he wasn't
on First Take and he was just on the Stephen A. Show. I remember when he had Allen Iverson as a guest on his show. He was a completely different person then.
Yes, he was.
That's only when he liked you, Kale.
It was not, well, Treece, what I'm saying, it was only, it was once he was able to get rid of Skip Bayless that we saw another side of Stephen A. Because even before...
And not a very good one either.
Bayless, even before he and Skip Bayless parted ways, he was still somewhat the old Stephen A. And then once Skip Bayless left, before Max Kellerman came, he just totally went bonkers. It was like someone told him, we need more of Stephen A. And he said, okay, I'm going to give you more of Stephen A. But as a result, go ahead.
Even that interview he did with Allen Iverson. Okay, so Allen Iverson was a star at that time. He, you know what I mean? Like, he was a star. So what can you say to a star? Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, if he would have had somebody on it that wasn't as popular and as powerful as Allen Iverson was back then, he did not say anything about Allen Iverson at that time.
Please,
you know what
please,
I mean?
I
like he picked on people that
couldn't.
He picked on people that couldn't fight back. So,
I beg to differ. Allen Iverson is as big as when he played, when he first retired. Allen Iverson is still that dude. And it's been years since he's been on the court. Allen Iverson comes with a stature that trumps Stephen A. abroad. You know what I mean?
No.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
I tell you what, you can still go places and mention Stephen A. and people might know his name, but not what he does. You say Allen Iverson, if it's not from, we talking about practice. Practice, man. We talking about practice. If it's not that statement, it's plenty other that Allen Iverson has made. That's why I say Allen Iverson, his fame and stardom is exactly where it was once he retired. And that man ain't dribbled the ball in years.
And let me say this, if you don't mind.
But wait a minute, that's what I'm saying, though. Exactly what you just said is what I said. Because Allen Iverson is big. Listen, he is a star, period, is what I said. He will dare not say anything bad about him. He's not going to say nothing bad about Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. Those are people, the people that you're naming is people that's untouchable. I'm talking about people that's touchable. He has no respect for people that are touchable.
No.
You will never find him talking about Michael Jordan nowhere on the internet. You will never find him talking about Kobe Bryant bad on the internet. You will never do that. But if you Google him, you got all kind of him talking crazy about all kind of other people. That's what I'm saying. He knew who to touch and who not to touch.
Go ahead, 57.
What I was going to say is the NBA, right now, the NBA, ESPN, all sports, you know, and concerned with Allen Iverson, the NBA know that they owe him an apology for the way that they treated him while he was in the NBA. And now that they realize the influence and everything, that they are trying their best to bring him back. He has more power now that he had when he was in the NBA. Allen Iverson is a star, is a bona fide star, whether he played 20 years ago or today. Allen Iverson is a bona fide star. Stephen A. Smith is not going to go away.
Yes, he is.
That's so crazy. They just had on On the Hollywood Classic, they was just talking about the Iverson, you know, how they do the 50-50 thing, but they were just showing his old games and stuff and then also interview him and stuff. And they were talking about the practice thing. They were talking about just how he got treated at Philadelphia, how, you know, he supposed to be the franchise player, but yeah, you want to trade him and this and blah, they skip it down, how it didn't work at Detroit and Denver and stuff like that, you know. But Stephen A., regardless, I didn't see him go at people, but bottom line, like you said, I get what you say. Whoever carries the most cachet, he respects, you know what I mean? So, and he dare not go at them, but other people, as he considered common folks, he does try to take a lashing at them and think he's more superior, you know?
That's everybody. With ESPN, First Take, Undisputed, that's everyone. Anyone that they feel like they have more cachet than, anyone that they feel like their star is bigger and brighter than, that's how they do. That's how all of them do. Stephen A., the point that I'm talking about with him is his over pronunciation of words. Using the words that, come on now, the average sports fan, be he white or black, doesn't use those words. You know what I mean? To try to make himself, you know, I remember Saturday Night Live did a skit, and Kenan from Dale and Kenan did Stephen A. Smith. And he said maybe seven huge words in a row, and they didn't even form a sentence. They didn't even belong together. But he used these words as a joke to, this is who Stephen A. is. He likes to show off and to play the role of Big Shot, but it really makes him look ignorant. At the same time, because particular point in time, it's not the time for those words. It's not the time to bring that out. You understand what I'm saying?
Nope. I'm going to tell you why I say no, Kel, if you don't mind. You know, right now, Stephen A. Smith got the power. You know, I know we might not like it. We might not like how he say things and anything like that, but for real, ain't nothing. If the power's at the top, Max Kellerman, right there with him, all the people that are there with him, if they can't stop him from what we perceive as being wrong, then he got the power. All we can do
Who
is stop watching ESPN.
But you know what, 57, you're right. But it's not about that. It's the point that Stephen A. bring in the numbers. So
exactly.
Anybody that's bringing in those, that's what I'm saying. Yep, you're right. So anybody bringing in those kind of numbers, they ignore all the ignorant stuff. I'm sorry. They ignore all the ignorant stuff that they do. You know what I mean? That like they just ignore it. Because he's bringing in money.
Unless you tame, you ain't going to take goat milk when you got a cow sitting right there.
I don't want
either
one of them. I produce milk myself, so I don't want
either
one of them. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Tree, that's female
stuff. I
showed the
girl side of me again. I showed the girl side of me again, but that was the truth.
It came right out of her that time, Kel. Boom.
Yeah.
Right out of her. Right out of her, you know.
We not supposed to be drinking either one, y'all.
Let's bring in my man Marcus and see what he has to
Marcus.
What's up, family?
Marcus.
What's up, Marcus?
Thanks for that 20, baby.
Just another day. You just make sure you – hey, listen, brother, you just got 20 at the end of the year. You feel me? Diversify that portfolio.
Hey, Marcus,
diversify
you ain't got a word,
portfolio,
man.
My brother.
All you
got
a word,
is,
man.
I
just opened up another bank account for $20. Opened that up this morning.
For $20?
Marcus, do me a favor. Marcus, do me a favor and talk to Stephen A. Would you talk to Stephen A, please?
Oh, yeah, I got you, man. My bad, bro. Yeah, but you know how this guy do, man. He just don't know when to quit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Bring your hand, smack that net, and keep on enjoying your time on the beat. That's why you do that.
hey, bro. All right, so look, Stephen A is just like what they said. I do have to agree with 57 and 10, man, because it's really just about, but you're right too, because he did used to be, he was real calm about how he would talk about folk back in the day. He changed when he got when he got with Skip. And what happened, people really started to enjoy that controversial conversation and the way he would talk and use all them big dumb words, like them Don King words that don't even make sense in the sentence and all that kind of stuff. Like so basically, you know, it's about people tuning in, you know, it's about the listening. So that's why they pay them the money that they pay him. You know, he's entertaining. You know, he's a little feller on the TV, you know, bumping his gum.
Right.
Ain't never played the sport, ain't never did nothing, got everybody around him fired, coach included. He done got everybody around him fired. Why don't people see that he's the devil in disguise?
I feel the same way about Max Kellerby, though.
Max Kellerby had no business on that show. He had no business on that show. He should have been somewhere on the boxing show.
Exactly. Yep. They stuck him in an arena that he wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But just like when Stephen A tried to go host that boxing thing and Joe Rogan wanted to punch him. Joe Rogan was looking at him like, hey man, if you say one more stupid thing up here, I'm gonna punch you myself. He didn't know what he was talking about when he was talking about that boxing, when he was hosting that boxing match. He didn't know what he was talking about. That's why they was looking at him. And after the show, they talked about him like a dog.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
You know, we can't say Stephen A. Smith didn't deserve it, because we all know he did.
Right.
ESPN did people wrong just like everybody else. I don't watch them that much since they did what they did to do. I can't. What's Camille's last name, Tree?
Jamil Hill.
Yeah.
Jamil Hill.
They did her the way they did her.
And they fired her off of something she said on her personal Facebook account.
Personal. Political. Yeah. Opinion she gave, and they fired.
Mm-hmm. And they fired. Yeah, dismantled her show, took all her everything from her.
Yeah, and they knew what they were doing.
I'm going to say this personally. I didn't like Jamil Hill either, but I'll be the first to say that they did her wrong. They did her dirty.
Okay.
Because there have been male commentators who have made comments on their own personal podcast or Facebook or IG or whatever, and they remain there. Some of them, they don't even talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
And for them to do Jamil Hill like they did, I thought that was lowball, and it was beyond credit.
Yeah.
Because I think that young lady actually really had a career. You know, she was actually going somewhere. And
her show was good.
It was okay. It was okay. And
her and that guy, it wasn't nothing I was going to, ooh, Jamil is on, let me go watch her.
No.
Jamil.
But if you watched her,
and
you would like it.
I couldn't stand him.
You would like it.
I, I disliked him even more. Serious. I don't know why, but he like Nick Cannon to me, man. He just looked like his breath stank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a different. That's another league altogether.
You don't like Nick Cannon? I'm serious. Every time I watch,
you don't like old Drumline, baby?
Nah, man. I mean, Nick. That's a whole nother conversation, man. We ain't gonna get too caught up into that, but no, I don't.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna say I don't like the man because I don't know him personally, but the character that he is and what he's getting paid for, no. Like, I would sit down and enjoy watching ridiculousness over Wilding Out.
Okay.
If you can follow.
I'm watching Ridiculousness.
I like
exactly.
Ridiculousness. Whatever.
Chanel West Coast, baby.
And her laugh. Her laugh. She laughs.
Serious.
It kills me. It kills me. But yeah. To put a bow on all this, and I agree with what everyone said. Stephen A, and to me, it seems like he's grown to a point where he feels as though he is untouchable. And I'm going to say this. As long as there's somebody paying you on your job, you're very touchable.
Yeah.
You're very touchable. And everything that Stephen A is doing, his podcast, you know, he does not realize or hasn't realized that all of that is tied into ESPN.
Right.
And ESPN giveth, and ESPN can take it away.
Take it so much.
You know,
Keyshawn better be careful.
With a little bit of humbleness. Keyshawn as well. He's come out with a that, you know, can't tell me nothing type attitude as well. And I'm telling you, the head is always biggest before the fall. It really is. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, and I didn't really put this in the promotion, but I want to talk about Ben Simmons. I need y'all input on that. Is it just me, or do you really think Philly needs to just go ahead and shop him, get him out of this? You know, we'll be right back, and that's what we're talking about. Ben Simmons, come back. Excuse me, y'all.
Wait till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. The whole much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to heel, man. I guess the money should've changed them. I guess I should've forget where I came from.
Wait till I get my money right.
Money right.
Yeah.
I'm hearing all type of rumors out of Philly on Ben Simmons and real quick. Okay, Marcus. I got your pick, so if you do have to check out, I got you. You good. I feel that when it's this much confusion and the cohesion is as off as it is, you know, from team to player and player to team. You have to move them. You have to move them simply because you don't – that stuff is contagious. That stuff is contagious. And you don't want anyone else – you don't want anyone else feeling the angst or the unhappiness that Ben Simmons is feeling. You don't want that to spread through your locker room, man.
Right.
And
right.
They're saying that it's not an issue, and it was what it was as far as Joel Embiid and what he said after that game 7 loss. This thing hit home to Ben Simmons. That hit home to Ben Simmons, and you know, the fact that Ben Simmons felt as though he did his job because he pretty much held his man in check. He pretty
yes.
much held his man in check during that game 7. So for him to catch the blame, you know, from Doc Rivers, from Joel Embiid, and other teammates, you know, I can see where that will make him say, you know what, the hell with this. I'm out of here, man. I'm
right.
gone, man. You know, I can do better somewhere else. Now, something that's disturbing me is they want to keep throwing Bradley Beal's name out there as a trade partner. No.
You said you wanted to get rid of Bill. You said last year you wanted to get rid of Bill.
Who? Why are you bringing
me?
Okay, okay,
make up his mind.
Got to roll down right here.
Yeah, he was sick that day. He probably was sick.
Oh,
he was
said,
spending
well,
a little
bad. My bad.
Hey, look,
okay,
and if you remember correctly, I also said that Westbrook would be a problem here. And like to cry when I found out the Bama got traded. You know what I'm saying? I was all wrong last year. I was all wrong last year. You know what I mean? That mojo was not with me.
Okay, bro. I got you.
Forgive me. Now, but I'm looking
Absolutely.
At it now, and it's like, you know, I know we have Bryant, and you know, Hachimura looked pretty good for us, you know, last season as well. But you know, besides
yeah,
those three. Well, that's yet to be seen, Chris. That's yet to be seen.
I'll be NBA back.
Y'all got Montrezl Harrell.
Right.
The dude that heard it said the
Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, Kontavious Caldwell-Pope. Ain't that who y'all got?
Yeah. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw a disclaimer on that because that's those mm-hmm. LA players. I wasn't really watching.
Okay.
You know, who is that with that air in the background?
Somebody going down the street.
Yeah, who that ride down
put your
the street
window
with
up.
That window open?
Well,
we know one person it ain't.
Me.
That's three. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you.
Not me either.
Thank you.
There you go. Somebody muted it.
Listen, not me either.
Hey, can I say something on that situation, Kale?
Yes, sir. You feel the same.
Hey, Kale, I know how you feel, brother. I'm gonna say that I love the Wizards, man. I would get rid of Bradley Beal right now.
He don't know basketball. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would get rid of Bradley Beal. All right, listen to me, sis. I know y'all want Holland just a baseball guy, but I would get Ben Simmons here. I would trade Bradley Beal for two players two, even if it's two players coming out of college that are good. We got a young nucleus on our team right now.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So who's going to lead the team?
I'm just, huh?
Who's going to lead the team? If Brad Young, who's going to lead the team?
Ben Simmons did not make the All-Star. He was not an All-Star 2 years in a row because he cannot play or because he doesn't know how to play. Something was in his head, and it didn't help the fact that his star center and his coach both threw him under the bus when he was having problems.
No, I agree with you on all that. But what
who's going to be your shooter?
Yes, who's the shooter? Who are you going to pass it to? Who are we talking about?
What you mean?
So
who
if you
gonna
get
pass
rid of
to?
Bradley Beal to bring Ben Simmons here, then
that's your
soul,
Bradley Beal, your
team?
Main
soul,
man.
Who's going to lead the team, though?
What's the
poor
guard
Kale
don't like?
Who's leading the team? Who's leading the team?
Kale don't like? That boy's a good poor guard.
Well, I guess y'all ain't hear me. Who's going to lead the team? Who's going to be the leader?
I just said, hey, Kale, what was the guard last year you kept calling his name?
Ishmael.
Francis Winston.
Yeah, Ish Smith.
Or
Ish Smith can be our point guard.
Shooter,
he just was missing a lot of shots last year.
Come back, man.
Can I say something?
Bradley Beal, bro. Come on, man.
Get rid of Bradley Beal.
You can say something. Go ahead.
I cannot believe y'all let 57 get y'all stirred up like that. I argue with this
man
every time. He always talk about getting rid of Bradley Beal. I don't even say nothing no more.
Okay, Kate, I mean,
come
Kate.
On, 57.
We have to
like
say something. We on the radio. We have to say something. We can't just leave it mute.
Hey, how many times have I been wrong? Tell me how many times I've been wrong.
100,000 million.
57. I can't count how many times you've been wrong, and you can't count how many times I've been wrong in this last
I can count
over
how
decade.
Many times you ain't been right.
What were you saying, Sid? Sid, let me hear your point, Sid. What were you saying?
About what?
About Bradley Beal and Ish Smith.
I was saying that Ish Smith does not replace Bradley Beal. Who are you going to pass it to? Bradley Beal is your engine, man. That's what makes them go. That's your score. You need now. I can see if you can work something out with bringing you know, somebody in to go with Beal, but not Ish Smith is not the answer. Ish Smith is a backup point guard. He's not even a starter for a great team, good team.
I
you know, he can bag up and he can start sometimes. But 82 games, I don't think so, bro.
I would get rid of Bradley Beal while he has value, while he still has value. I would get me two good upstart young players. That's what I would do. Right now, yeah, he led the league in scoring. But Bradley Beal been with the Wizards now for how many years? Almost 10? We ain't won nothing yet.
110.
It's just like in football. It's just like in baseball. When your player, you start trying to get rid of players that are value where you can get new players, upstart, where you can rebuild your team. That's why you have farm clubs, rebuild your team. If you got a guy, you ain't won nothing with him in 10 years, then go ahead while he still got value and get you some new players that you can train, that you can bring in to fit
system. I just want to change the subject just a slight a little bit. Alex Ovechkin, he's been with the Cavaliers since 1922, okay? And he just won the championship. So you mean to tell me all that time y'all wanted to get rid of him and get somebody else? Like,
no.
He's one person.
No,
you know what I mean? Like,
you mix it.
Bradley Beal
they're
is
winning
one
championships.
Person.
They winning. Ovechkin is winning championships.
You ain't even let me. Well, go ahead. You know the answer to what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Man, don't preach. Don't be disrespectful from some damn 1922. All right? Leave Ovechkin alone.
He's been there since 1922. And he just now
won the
championship. So it's not about one person. It's about who you put around that one person.
hey, the Nationals drafted Zimmerman. And it wasn't until they put, like you said, they built a team around him. And Zimmerman wasn't even the Zimmerman he was when they drafted him. When they won it all, Zimmerman missed big time. You know, he was a lot. So, there's validity to what you're saying. There is validity into what Preacher's saying, you know. Don't just kick the man to the curb, you know, because you think he's been here too long and nothing has happened.
Hey,
if we know, if we know anything, we know Washington teams for some reason take a minute to get it going for whatever the reason. So, I feel like it's too early. Now, if Bradley Beal comes out this season and we don't see an added element to his game, and because 57, I watched him on the bench last season, and he was moping, and his body language was one of, I don't want to be here. So if he comes out again this year and that is what he's given, you have to trade. You have to.
Right.
You have to make something happen because, again, you don't want that filtering down to the rest of your team. I'm going to hang the phone up on that trade right now, but I'll be paying attention, close attention, because – we never know what exactly I have to do, you know. So, you know, With that said, we're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is our number. It's time for them picks, y'all. It's time for them picks. Hey, I'm going to just let y'all know, If I don't win this week, I'm done with this.
No quitting.
Y'all,
I'm going home.
We get a witness. You gotta see this. I remember served sandwiches and gram allowances, but that's a nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, lift this back, I'm down in this. Douce with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westy World with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Out your per diem, you just gotta hate them folk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep
it. Keep it 100. Yes. So you guys ready for the
kick? Put a baby in a spiral.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You and I know. Stay humble. Everybody be humble.
Yeah, we got to be humble, y'all. Debo, you with it? All right,
pressure is for the unprepared, you guys. Pressure is for the unprepared.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
So I'm going to go through. I'm going to call your name. Just so we know you're with us, we got Lou.
Yes.
Speak up when you hear your name, Lou.
I'm here.
Tang.
Present.
Really?
57.
I'm here.
Marcus.
Yes, sir.
And Debo.
Present.
All right, yeah.
Debo, so,
that's my man right
hey,
there. What's up, Debo?
Go ahead,
what's
Debo
up, man?
Ain't nothing, bro.
Hold on. How y'all
so
feel?
That's what
what's
you
up,
sound
Debo
like.
Yeah, man. Oh, just how I sound this week. Just how I sound this week, 57.
What's up, bro? What's happening with
you? How
you
feeling?
All right, brother.
All right. So, look, listen up, you guys. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. Okay? So get your $5 in. You got one more hour to get your $5 in. If you're playing. If not, you're just playing. This is playing. Okay. So you guys ready? Let's go.
Hey, Chris. Yes, sir. I got you. As soon as we do our thing, I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Call you on. What's the Cash App again?
$ MAMABOSS and the number 5.
BOSS number 5. Dang. Couldn't be this.
Everybody got it? Shut up, 57.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Peter, I got one question. We're going to do the tonight's game first, and then we'll do the money game tonight game last, you guys.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Mima, that's cool. Mima said she sent hers and Reese's in already.
Yeah, she already did.
Okay, that's the
thing. I got Mima.
Okay.
I got Mima. Right, I got Marcus, Kel, Debo, Tang, Trees. Those are the only ones that I have at this moment.
Don't call Marcus money no more. That's devil money.
Oh, wow. Hey, Kev. Now, you see, I try to be nice, right? I try to be nice.
You can't be nice to him. Well, you cannot be nice to him, man.
But that's what I'm saying, man. I try to be jovial today, but see what happened? See what happened?
That's how I'm sorry. What you expect?
Hey, Waterboy.
We'll come back, loser.
Come on, y'all.
I love you guys, so let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Tonight's
game, we have the Panthers Texans, you guys. Panthers Texans. Come on, Debo. I ain't called your name ever.
I'm going with Carolina.
Come on, 57.
Carolina.
Marcus.
It's unanimous, Panthers.
You say Panthers?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
He's born to say Carolina. He don't.
I sent my picks in already, too, sir.
Okay, sir. I heard already.
Panthers.
I'm going Panthers. Kale.
Panthers.
Reese.
Panthers.
Mima.
Panthers.
Lou.
I'm going to go with Houston.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go.
You got one more. You got one more. Six.
No.
I'm good this week. I'm good on betting.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to bet for the
six.
I'm good.
Oh. Okay. Chargers Chiefs. We're going to the Chiefs house and play this game. Chargers Chiefs. Let's go, Kale. You said Chiefs?
Yeah.
You don't sound certain, bro.
I'm not, but I am.
Come on, Tang.
Chargers.
Marcus.
Chiefs.
Come on, Debo.
The Chiefs.
57.
I'm going to take the team that starts with the CH.
Huh? I can't stand him.
All right, man. All right. Chiefs, man. Chiefs.
God damn it. God,
she get on my nerves.
God,
she get on
my
nerves.
You know what I mean? These,
come on,
Lil. Under the prize. Jesus,
of course.
She did stuff in the ground, man.
Come on, Lil.
Chiefs.
Come on, Mima.
Mima. Chiefs. Reese.
I'm going Chiefs as well.
And you know what? Hey, I'm sorry, Ms. T. I forget. Chiefs lost last week, right? Baltimore?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs also. They ain't losing two in a row. And they at home? I was tripping. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And y'all go with this. Y'all believe this guy.
I need your correction, bro. Let's move it right along. We're going up to Cardinals, Jacksonville Jaguars. Cardinals versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going Cardinals. Tang, what you going?
Cardinals.
Marcus.
Cardinals.
Hey.
Lou.
Cardinals.
Mima.
Cardinals.
Debo.
Cardinals.
57.
Cardinals.
Reese.
Cardinals.
Chief. Kale.
I'm going Cardinals.
Oh, man.
Chief Kale.
Yeah, man. Ain't no accident.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at that one bit. Let's go. Them Bears. We got B on B. Bears versus the Browns, you guys. Bears versus the Browns. This is a good game. This is going to be a good game right here.
Should be.
This is going to be a good day.
Come on, Debo.
I'm going with the Browns.
57.
Browns.
Come on, Marcus.
It's going to be the hard man out. I'm going to go Justin Fields this week.
Oh, you going Bears? Okay.
Yeah.
Is Justin starting?
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Tang.
Brown.
Come on, Reese.
Bears. I'm sorry. She went to Brown. Her and me, my pick the Brown.
Come on, Cam.
I got a feeling the Bears gonna win this game, man. I'm serious, and I didn't go with my feeling last week, so I'm gonna go with my feeling this week, and I'm gonna pick the Bears. But if they lose, Bears, I ain't bet with the Bears again.
And you know what I know? You better go with your Bears, boy.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next game. And the next game is Bengals versus the Steelers. Bengals versus the Steelers. 57.
Dang, man. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
With the what?
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Oh, you said Bengals?
He's trying to win that money. Yeah. I know that's right, 50
Cent.
Tell him again, Tay. We talking 20. We talking $5, man. Shit. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Hey,
bro. Hey, bro. I guess something ain't wrong with your medulla oblongata after all, water boy.
Hey. When I
pull up. Give me that. Come on, Diva.
If 50 Cent going with the Bengals, I'm damn sure going with the Bengals.
Who said that, Debo?
Debo.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah, the Bengals all day.
All day. Come on, Shane.
So what, 57, Ben Roethlisberger in that plane?
He hurt though.
Hello?
Hey, right, Tank, right, Tank. That's the only way they can win if he ain't playing. They get some quarterback.
It's Ben Roethlisberger. He plays. He's supposed
he
to start, though, right?
He's back up.
It ain't got nothing to do with Ben. The whole team messed up.
I'm going with the team.
My bad, Therese. My bad. My call dropped. Where we at?
He's supposed to be stopped. We at Bengals Steelers.
Okay.
And we on change. Change to Steelers.
Okay, good.
What you going, Kim?
I'm going Bengals. And Nima Angry chose Steelers.
Okay, wait a minute. What'd you say, Lou?
Steelers.
So we got a couple of Steelers and a couple of Bengals. All even out. I'm going with Steelers.
Hey, Tree.
Yeah.
Change mine to the Steelers.
Hey, you're playing to see.
I'm a be a Bama for life. It's crazy.
Right. I got you, bro. I got you.
Thank you, sis.
Hey, Kim.
You know what I did,
go
sis.
Ahead,
you know what I did.
Yes, I do. And I didn't fall for it not one bit.
I know.
So, Kim, are you ready? We're going to take our first break, Kim. Let's take our first break. 563-999. 3782 is the number here at Kale's Corner. We'll be right back.
I'm there. Yeah. Been there. Feel that. We'll forever be that.
Forever be that.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, breaking good into pieces. Had to eat some cheesy noodles out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All the little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bill talking cash. Be like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty.
I apologize.
for that. Coach Titan, you guys, let's start out with Tane.
I'm going with the Titans.
Come on, 57.
Titan.
Come on, Mark.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans. Debo.
Yeah, that's a divisional game, so it could go either way, but I'm going to go with the Titans.
Yep, it's a divisional game. Yep. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
Come on, Lou.
Nemo.
Titans.
Titans. Come on, Mima.
Titan.
Come on, Reese.
Titan.
I am going with the Titans. Okay, so the Titans was a sweep, you guys. The Titans was a sweep, so that was a good thing. All I had to do was write T all right across. Saint Patriot. Thank you. Saint Patriot. Woo, this is going to be a good game, you guys. Teddy Bridgewater. Come on, y'all, and Mac Jones. So.
Mac Jones?
Let's start out with Debo.
I'm going to go with Belichick.
Okay. Come on, 57.
I think Jameis Winston going to have a comeback game this week.
Okay.
I go with the Saints.
Gotcha. Come on, Marcus.
Same thing, but because he picked the Saints, I'm going to take
it. You can agree with me, Marcus. It's okay.
No. You can't muddy my water, Chad. I'm good.
You said Saints?
Who?
Marcus.
No, Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Oh, Pat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Tang.
Patriots.
Kale.
Patriots.
Lou.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
What's up with me, Ma?
Patriots.
Come
and
on, Miss Reed.
Patriots.
I'm taking Patriots as well. I'm taking the Patriots as well. I don't know if y'all heard me. Falcons. Wait a minute. Is it Falcons or is it Falcons? Falcons. Giants. Falcons, Giants, you guys. Falcons, Giants. I am going, let me see. I'm going Falcons, you guys. What say you, Kim?
Falcons.
Tang.
Where they playing at?
New York.
You got to say something.
I'm going with New York.
Okay. Come on, Marcus. Come on.
I'm going Giants. New York football Giants.
New York football Giants. Come on, 57.
Giants.
Debo.
Yep, Danny Dimes.
Come on, Debo. Oh, you said
yes. The Giants. The Giants. I'm sorry. No, the Giants.
Come on, Lou.
Giants.
Me, Ma.
Falcons.
Ring.
Giants.
Miss Ring. She said Giants.
Ring is a giant. Yeah.
We almost finished, guys. We almost finished. Ravens, Lions. Ravens,
Lions. We playing in Detroit, Michigan. Ravens, Giants. We're going to start out with Lou.
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
I know that's right. Come on, Debo.
The Raven.
Detroit. No, I'm joking. Ravens.
Stop messing my paper.
Okay, sis.
Yeah.
Marcus, come on, babe.
Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
Ravens.
I'm going Ravens. Come on, Kale.
Going Ravens.
Come on, Miss Reed.
Raven.
Miss Mima.
Raven.
Raven. Okay. Ravens, y'all better not let us down, Ravens, because this is sweet, another sweet.
No doubt.
Let's keep it moving, you guys. Jets, Broncos. We just moving it right along so we can have time to talk about some of these. So we're gonna move it, we're gonna move a little fast, y'all. Jets, Broncos. Let's go, Lou.
Broncos.
Come on, Tang.
Broncos.
Come on, Tree. Broncos. Come on, Marcus.
Broncos.
57.
Bronco.
Debo.
Hey, Kale, are you still feeling that? You still feeling the Jets? You still feeling that kid?
Hey, man, can we get your answer, man?
I'm going for the Broncos.
Damn.
I'm going for the Broncos. I'm going for the Broncos.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to Broncos, man. Hey, don't laugh at him, y'all.
No, okay, I didn't laugh. Give me Miss Reese.
Jet.
What's up, Miss Mima?
Broncos.
All right, y'all. We is moving along. We are moving. All right. Dolphins, Raiders, you guys. I am taking the Raiders. Come on, Kale.
Raiders.
Come on, Tang.
Raiders.
Marcus.
Raider Nation.
57.
Dolphins.
Come on, Debo.
The Raiders.
Lou.
Raiders.
Come on, Ree.
Raiders.
Come on, Mima.
Raiders.
Okay, we got another sweep. We got three sweeps, you guys. Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't. We got one Dolphin fan.
Yeah, Lou picked the Dolphin.
Who?
No, it isn't.
Lou?
That was 57 picked the Dolphin. All right.
Okay.
Bucks, Rams. Oh, my. Boom. This is the headbanger right here. Bucks versus the Rams in L.A.
Yeah, it's going to separate the men from the boys.
Yes, indeed. I'm taking the Rams.
You taking who?
What say you, Debo?
I say the Rams.
I third that notion.
Okay. What's up, 57?
Rams.
Well, I think I started something. What's up, Marcus?
Rams all day.
All day?
All day.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Rams.
Come on, Kale.
That's right. Antonio Brown is on the COVID list. I'm going Rams.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. I'm waiting for Miss Reed.
Ram.
Oh, Ram.
Come on, Lou.
Ram.
Come on, Miss Mima.
Ram.
Okay.
I want y'all to know this real quick. Mima is the only one during the texting that has been able to text me back fast enough to change her answer. You go, girl.
You go. Yay, Mima. Mima, at some point, you're going to have to get on this phone, Miss Mima. At some point, you're going to have to tell your own pick. Reese got an excuse. She at work. All right. Leave it at
work.
Oh, yeah, see, people at work. It all depends on what kind of work you're doing. You know, some people can't be on the phone. All right, let's move right along, you guys. Seahawks and those Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings. Come on, Debo.
Go home.
Come on, 57.
Buzzer. Buzzards.
That man is crazy. Come on, Marcus.
Y'all Bama keep screaming out everything but these teams' names. And when Trees mark it down, she's going to move on. So don't be mad.
Yeah.
If you pick the winner and she heard something else because you're trying to be Steve Harvey or one of them cats. Go ahead.
Come on, Marcus.
I feel like Max Kellerman. Five.
I got you. You said Hawks. Come on, Tang.
Seahawks.
Come on, Mima.
Seahawks.
Come on, Lou.
Seahawks.
Come on, Kale.
Seahawks.
Women's Resay. Yeah, they're not going to lose two in a row. Hawks. Mm-hmm. Now we got another sweep. That's the third sweep right there. Okay, you guys, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back after these few words of encouragement. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
All right, come on, Chris.
Yeah. Let's go, you guys. Okay, so the last two games, we only have two games remaining, you guys. Two games remaining. Now, for the Monday night game, we're going to give a score. So we're going to do that one last. We're going to do the Sunday night game now. Packers versus the 49ers, and we are home. We are in Santa Clara playing this game. I'm 49ers for me. You know that. Let's go, Lou. Come on, Lou.
Lou hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Come on, Debo.
The Green Bay Packers.
He said that bad boy was in 40.
Green Bay Packers.
What I heard.
Yes, 57.
Green Bay Packers.
Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm definitely going the other way. 49ers.
All right, man. Come on, time.
49.
Come on, Kale.
I gotta go to 49ers, man.
Come on, Miss Reese.
49ers.
And Miss Mima.
49ers.
Okay, so this last game, you guys, think about the score and what the score ending is going to be, because it may come down to just that, the score. Eagles,
this the Monday
Cowboys.
Night game.
Yeah, this is the Monday night game.
What happened, last game. What happened to my game? What happened to my game? Bills and Washington.
We're going to do
oh,
all the way late, like all the way late, because
okay.
You always like to talk about
okay.
That. So we can do them now.
Okay.
Washington-Buffalo. Let's do Washington-Buffalo. Washington-Buffalo, you guys. Washington-Buffalo. Come on, Kale.
Who's that with that background?
Somebody got to put that window up.
Yep.
Somebody got some serious background. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You could probably shorten this up. Everybody going the same way.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Washington. I'm going Washington, dude.
Come on, Tang.
Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. He would.
Come on, Marcus. Come on, Marcus.
The Bucks and the Bills.
He's going to Washington.
Bucks and the Billies.
Yes.
You heard me?
You said Washington?
No, I said the Bucks and the Billies. Bills.
So who?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I got him. 57, let's go.
Buffalo.
All right. Debo.
Buffalo.
Come on, Reese.
Washington.
Mima, Washington.
Washington. Yep.
I'm going Bills.
You would.
No, I wouldn't. I always go with y'all. I always go with y'all. Monday night. Dun, 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 dun. It's here. Monday night, and we have those Eagles. Another division game, Eagles, Cowboys, Monday night. Who are you guys taking? And I need a score. I need a score, you guys. So when I call your name, give me your team that you're going with and the score. Come on, Tang.
Going with them boys. And the score would be 27-17.
Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles on this one. And
okay.
I believe that the score will be 32 Eagles, Cowboys, 28.
Good game then. 57.
27-10 Cowboys.
Come on, Debo.
What defense?
27-23, Cowboys.
Here we go, D-boy.
What me my thing?
27-21, Philly. 27-21 Philly.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go 28-14 Philly.
I'm going Cowboys, and I'm going 30-28. Reese. We waiting on Miss Reese.
She's going Philly, 35-28 Philly.
Damn. Yeah. And that will conclude T's picks. You got it, Kim.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to take a quick break, y'all, and when we come back, we're just going to pick a game out of the hat and go in depth with it. It doesn't have to be the Washington game. I would really like to talk about the Philly and Cowboy game, but the majority will rule, all right? 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go.
Yeah, I thought Debo might want to hear a little bit of Sierra, you know.
Get it, bruh. You're on point.
You know what? Who are the Bears playing again?
The Bears are playing the Browns. That's a good game.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to say the Bears or Browns for the Rams or Bucks. Them the two games right there.
I would feel more confident in the Buccaneers if they had their full complement of weapons, but they don't. They don't. And I would feel more confident in the Bears if Justin Fields had a little bit more experience. Now, I know what he did last week, and I witnessed it. I saw that young man take a tremendous step forward. But one thing I know about rookie quarterbacks in the NFL, they take a step forward, and then they always take a step back. It's just the way that the league goes. It's just the way that the league goes. That defense has a week to adjust and acclimate themselves to what Justin Fields does or specializes in. They do everything in their power to stop it. So, you know, I think I really want to go Bears. I really do, but I just think the Browns are just going to come with too much, you know.
So you went with the Bears.
I did go with the Bears.
Yes, sir.
Well, kiss my grit.
I ain't the only one smoking Marlboro, see?
You forget all
that. With that special Marlboro over there.
Yeah.
You're going to be sorry. You better stick with the Bears.
He's smoking the green pack.
Hell, this is big.
Not to mention.
Yeah, I did. I did, too.
And
y'all
you know what, Chris? a three. Then,
you
want
to change yours to the Browns?
Nah, man, we'll funk with each other. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and stay with the Browns, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and stay with my, well, with Ted Bates, you know?
Well, Ted, let me ask you a question. Don't you think your coaching is going to let you down? No matter what your team is doing, your players, your coaching is messed up. That's what's going to be your downfall.
That's true. Well, I know the talk is going around. They talk about they should start Foles, you know, because he's getting paid. He's a backup quarterback. He won a Super Bowl, and he's supposed to be 45 quarterback that could do us and let Justin get a little bit more reps and, like Kale said, let him get more experience, you know?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
To start Nick Foles would be a mistake. It would be a mistake. How is Nick Foles, your team, going to adjust and play alongside Foles? We've already seen them give their all. Okay, when Andy Dalton was the quarterback, Chicago looked uninspired. When Justin Fields came in there, them boys was amped. Them boys was inspired. And I mean everyone, offense, defense, and special teams. This is what kills me about teams. This is what kills me.
Can you just talk about something about some
situations, man? They overthink the situation. Say what?
Go ahead, Cam. Go ahead, Cam. That was some background.
I mean, coaches overthink situations. You know, I have a player. The team is giving me and showing me everything that I want with this said player. Why do I need to make an adjustment? Why do I need to move on or go anywhere? I got to ride the hot hand. And right now, Justin Fields, though he's a rookie, what he's putting in is way more greater than your other veteran quarterback. So what's the saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. Yep.
Until you have to. Until you have to. And think about it this way, okay? You start Justin Fields. And for whatever reason, be it injuries or whatever, you guys don't go as far as you think you could. But you just prepared this young man for next season. He's had his full rookie term. So you prepared him for next season. Nick Foles would be a mistake. That would be a mistake, seriously. If you're gonna lose, at least lose with your young rookie quarterback learning something. At least lose with him gaining the experience necessary. These teams, they outthink themselves, man. They outthink themselves by trying to be such Lombardis and gurus at the sport. That they really putting their foot in their own, you know what?
Right. And both teams is 1-1. So both teams is 1-1. So it's like they're starting all over, 0-0. Best man win.
Yeah. But Chicago is riding a high that the Browns aren't. Chicago has momentum that the Browns don't have. Now, when Baker Mayfield first started playing, right? Who is that?
Background noise,
you guys. Background noise. What is that? I don't know who that is. But, yeah, the Bears are riding a high that the Browns aren't. And I think as a team, you got to take advantage of that momentum that you have before you even step on the field. To bring in Nick Foles would be to take the momentum away from your team. How much sense does that make?
Right.
Makes no sense at all. Makes no sense at all. And one thing for certain, two things, however the saying goes.
One thing for certain, two things for sure.
There we go. That young man is going to be better as a result of starting.
So why would you contemplate your pick then, though? Why would you contemplate your pick and saying that he need more experience?
Because the Browns have more weapons and experience.
So that's why That's why I just said Nick Foles should start that one game. Then let them come in against the Lions.
It's only game three. It's only game three. You don't need Nick Foles out there. You stay in the game more by that young man starting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Ted, I totally got to agree with Kel on this one right here. You know, and that's kind of hard for me. But, you know, I just got to agree. We don't want to put Nick Foles is not a starter. He's proved that throughout the years he's been playing. He can come in and look good in the third, fourth quarter when you bring him off the bench. He might bring you back. But you put him in there to start, Nick Foles is not your guy. He's just going to, by the time, before you know it, you're down by three touchdowns. He going to fold. That's exactly. He going to Nick Fold on you in a heartbeat.
There you go.
Now you have to try to find a way to recapture that momentum that Justin Fields brought.
And
you're going to have to find a way to get those guys back into it.
Yeah, so you got to play him, because if you don't, you're gonna mess his psyche up, because he just played and Andy Dalton got hurt, so he figured he the next man up. He all amped up to be the next man up, and then you stick Nick Foles in there. He like what?
Yeah.
So you got
and the fact that Justin Fields had a good game last week, so his psyche is all he's gonna be like. What the hell do I have to do to start? I thought if you play well, you're a starter on this level. Man,
right.
I think am I still in college? It wouldn't be good for the Bears to go to Nick Foles, for real.
The wrong move as a coach, you could lose the whole team.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing, and you can
mess his
confidence up.
Hey,
confidence is
everything
in football.
Hey, but check this out. I hear what all y'all said, but check on the reverse side. Say he started this game. Say he had a bad game. Then now you want to bitch him. Then that mess also can mess up his psyche. I believe he's ready also, but like I said, I was just going chatting on some what the announcers were saying, and I was just checking out that point. You know, they were saying like they were saying, as far as throwing them to the wolves against the Rams, you know. Then now they're saying Cleveland got a tough defense, you know, and all this and that. So why, you know, throw them out there, let them come in and what have you, and let Foles start. We know Foles not a good start as far as for the whole season. No, he's a backup quarterback. But as far as one game, you know, I was agreeing with what they said. This man get paid millions of bucks. He's, you know, supposed to be a good backup then. If Justin Fields wasn't good enough to start then, and you was going to bring Anthony Dalton, what's wrong with Foles, you know? So I'm just saying that. Because if Justin started, I ain't mad at Justin started. I ain't mad at all either way. You understand? As long as we win.
Listen to this, Ted.
Fields has enough stored up in the kitty. Fields has enough stored up in the kitty with that one win that he could lose this game. And no one will talk about benching him. Seriously.
Right.
Because of all he's done in that game.
And not only that, can I just say one point that everybody's missing? When Andy Dalton went out hurt, that was the time to put Nick Foles in. But no, they put Justin Fields in. And he did spectacular. Not they probably ain't expecting him to do that well, and he did. So you can't go back to Nick Foles and try to say, like, okay, Andy Dalton hurt, we're going to put Nick Foles. No. If you didn't put him in when he first went out, you can't put him in now. You have to start Justin Fields because that's just the natural order that you guys presented. The Bears presented this to us this way, so we have to accept it this way. It ain't like we can go back and say, you should have put Nick Foles in, and now he should be starting. That's not how it worked. They didn't put him in. We can't go back and change it, so we have to stick with what they got. Justin Fields is the second man up, so he has to perform. If even if he don't perform, he's not going to get crucified over the cross. He's not going to be crucified. He's just going to be, you should have did this, you should have did that. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? It's a learning experience for him. At some point, he's going to have to play the game. Some point. You drafted him first round.
Yeah. And to me, because it can be chalked up as a learning experience that he'll grow from this, that's what gives him this pass. That's what gives him the leeway. You know, because people will view it as, you know what, he's young, this is his first season, this is his first game starting, so he gets the pass.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. Can we move? All right. Can we just talk about the second game real quick while we got, like, a couple of minutes? The Bucks and the Rams? Because that's going to be a doozy. The Bucks and the Rams. Now, Antonio Brown is out. So we know they're missing one of their key players. But they have everybody else there. Everybody else is healthy. But I think the Rams defense is just going to outplay them this game because Antonio Brown is not there. That's just my take.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for Aaron Donald to show up. He hasn't shown up at all yet. And I know it's only week three, but, I mean, for all the accolades he received from being the best defensive player in the league, I would think we would have seen him show up somewhat by now, you know.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I haven't seen him at all.
Right.
At all. So, you
That's
know,
true.
It's time for him to
test
show
the
game.
If, you have to test the game right here. Go ahead, 57.
I do feel that this game will determine how close, how better these teams are than the rest of the league. One of these teams is going to come out of this game being the best team in the NFL for right now at the end of this game, I believe. And I don't think it ain't going to have anything to do with the Ravens or the Chiefs. I just think this is going to show us in the West, because I think the West with the Rams, San Francisco, and even the Raiders in the AFC, I think right now the West is playing the best ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I can agree with that. I can agree with
me
that.
Me too.
I mean, they're the only division with winning records. So, yeah. I mean, one and one is not a losing record, but you want to start the season off 2-0, you know? They would have liked to put it that way.
Yeah, so, absolutely. If you win early, you got a better chance. You know, if you win a meaningless games, so they say, these early games be the meaningless games. If you win those, then you got a better chance of winning your division and then going further.
No doubt. So, hey, with that being said, you guys enjoy your football this weekend. Lady T, come on, baby. It's your time.
Okay, you guys already know what I say. I'm going to start off with pressure. I'm going to say this again, pressure-paired. People that are unprepared they get that pressure. We love you guys here on Kale's Corner more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every, when I say every Tuesday and Thursday, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. My Cash App is $MamaBoss5. If you want to participate in the picks, you have 4 minutes to send in your $5. And this is our Friday, and we will see you guys back here on Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend, and we love you guys. We love you guys. We love you guys. Hug somebody. Go ahead, Kale.
Hey, yeah. I don't love y'all as much as Tree. But hey, y'all bammers, all right with me. Yeah. You know, hey, thank you guys for another great week of Kale's Corner. You know, I tell you all the time, without you guys, we would just be two people talking. So hey, we love the interaction. We love you all. And hey, what do you know? We went through a show with disagreements but no arguments. I told y'all we could do it. Well, we just did.
Yeah.
Y'all have a great weekend. Show your love, man. Give your love to whomever you see fit to give it to. And even the person that you don't see fit to give love to, try nice. All right? We'll get back at y'all Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Stay safe, because we love talking to you, not about you.
Now
push it back. Explode for a generous fee. Make it work.